teacher started asking his students what their dreams in life. John said he wanted to be a doctor. Mary said she wanted to be an accountant. James said he wanted to be a lawyer. And the teacher asked Rose, "How about you, Rose?" And Rose said, "I just wanted to finish school, find a good husband, raise a good family of at least 5 kids." And then the teacher went to Jack. You know Rose and Jack. "And how about you, Jack? What's your dream?" And Jack said, "Teacher, I just want to help Rose fulfill her dreams." What's your dream? What's God's dream for us? In our gospel today, in John chapter 6, verse 35 to 44, here is Jesus. And the Jews murmuring about Jesus because they misunderstood his vision, his dream. They shared the dream of Jesus when it was about the bread for the stomach. But when it was about the bread from heaven, the bread for the soul, the bread that came down from heaven, that he who eats will have eternal life, they abandoned Jesus. What is the dream of Jesus? You see, the dream of Jesus is to give us the whole package, the big picture. When I was in high school, I read a book by Og Mandini, the greatest salesman of the world. Some of you have read that probably. You see, Jesus was the greatest salesman. But he was not a retailer. He was a wholesaler. He did not want to present the truths about the kingdom of God in bits and pieces. He wanted those who listen to him, those who will accept him, to accept the whole truth. The dream about the kingdom, the vision of God, of a community, a vision of one community in God. That was the dream of Jesus. But it was difficult for them to accept it. It was okay when he was saying about dreams about the bread for the stomach, for the body. But when he wanted them to share the bigger dream, the dream of the kingdom of God, of a bread for the soul, the bread of life, they could not accept it. You see, I always say that when we live only for ourselves and only for this world, our happiness is only for the moment. But when we live for heaven, for God, and for others, for an ideal, then our happiness is forever. That is the dream that Jesus wants to sell to us. Second and last point, what is this dream that Jesus wants to sell to us? You will read that in the second reading, in the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Paul, in the second reading in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 and following, up to the first part of chapter 5, says that if we want to share the dream of Jesus, then we have to live in love and to be like Christ. To be like Christ. It was so easy to follow Jesus, especially when he multiplied bread and everybody had satisfaction for their hunger. Jesus reached the peak of his ministry during the multiplication of bread. And he wanted to share a new vision, a new dream. But when he started speaking about sharing this bread and eating this bread as his body, they abandoned Jesus. They abandoned Jesus. You see, when we are too focused on the bread, sometimes we forget about the giver of the bread and why the bread is given. When we are too focused on provisions only for this life, we forget the provider of the provision. Brothers and sisters, today's gospel is the third part of this bread of life discourse. And Jesus is inviting us. And our prayer is very simple. We ask the Lord, Lord, help us to become part of your dream and not to obstruct and depart from you and from your dreams. Please all stand.